Practice Paper 4, pages 21 to 22. Part 2, Walking with Apes.
Good morning, listeners. This is Samantha Kravitz welcoming you to our bi-monthly nature show, Animals in the Wild. This morning, we are pleased to have with us as our guest, Sarah Davidson, who is a nature photographer for National Geographic magazine. Welcome, Miss Davidson.
Thank you, Samantha. Please call me Sarah. It is a pleasure to be here on your show.
I know that you have just returned from Rwanda, where you were photographing gorillas. That must have been quite an experience.
Indeed, it was a truly amazing experience, both exciting and scary. I was sent by the magazine to observe gorillas and take photographs.
How close did you get to the gorillas?
I actually sat right beside them, as if I were a member of their group.
Wow, that does sound amazing. Did you have to act a certain way when you were near them?
Absolutely. Wild gorillas live according to their own set of rules. Therefore, it is crucial to know exactly how to behave. You must move slowly when you approach the gorillas and make strange grunting noises. Never make any sudden movements around them. Because I was careful to follow these rules, I was able to get close to the gorillas and they didn't feel threatened at all. I crawled slowly towards a family of 12 gorillas, and when I was close by, I sat with them while they ate their lunch. Half of the group were adult females and their young gorillas, but there was also one large male ape I call the silverback because he had a silver line down his back. I was able to get very close to him. He looked at me with his big dark eyes, but continued chewing his food calmly. Clearly, I didn't pose a threat. He was so human-looking.
You must be very brave to sit with 12 gorillas while they were eating. Weren't you scared they'd make a meal out of you?
Ha! No, not at all. You see, gorillas are vegetarian. They eat a variety of plants, fruit, tree bark, depending on what's available. But fortunately, they don't eat humans.
That's a relief. Tell us about the most frightening incident you had with the gorillas.
It was when the silverback got up and went off with half his family in search of more food. It was clear to me that I couldn't follow them. I had to stay behind with a few of the young male gorillas who were showing off like teenage boys. They were jumping around, and I knew that I must avoid eye contact with them. Then suddenly, one gorilla smacked me on the back, and another pushed me over. I knew they were only playing, but it still hurt. It's very unusual for an ape to attack a human. They just like to show their strength. But it is very important that you know what to do. You must stand still and look down, which is exactly what I did. I could feel my heart pounding, but it worked. The young male gorillas left me alone, and I slowly moved away.
You were lucky that you weren't seriously hurt. I bet you won't be rushing back to visit them anytime soon.
The truth is that it was very scary, but it was thrilling as well. Afterwards, when I had calmed down, I was flattered because I felt like the gorillas had accepted me into their group. I would really like to visit them again someday.
Well, I hope you'll visit us again after your next visit with the gorillas. Thank you, Sarah Davidson, for sharing your extraordinary experiences with the gorillas in Rwanda.
Thank you for having me on your show.